Cheer up, everybody. You only get old once. I thought that after that message, this congregation would explode with amen. So do it now. As we meet here this morning for communion, we join with millions of Christians around the world, and in all the years of church history, we observe communion. And communion is the reminder that Christ died. So let's go to Jerusalem and look at the cross. Jesus is already hanging on the cross. And there's a great crowd of people there. And they're walking by and they're making comments. They're mocking him. They ridicule him. They scorn him. And some are saying, if you are the Christ, come down from the cross and save yourself. Three times that is recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Come down from the cross and save yourself. And I tell you, he did not come down. He stayed on the cross to fulfill his mission, to take the punishment we deserve. He died for us on purpose. Now, he could have come down from the cross. No problem for him. In fact, he could have avoided the arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane. He could have avoided the mock trials by the Jewish leaders. He could have avoided the beatings by the Roman soldiers. But he did not. He went to the cross and he stayed on the cross. And he did not come down. That may be one of the most important things we will ever know, that he did not come down. Down for you and me. He did not. He would not. And he did not. If he had come down, there would be no Christianity. There would be no communion. As we eat the bread and drink from the cup, be filled with appreciation and righteousness, he did not come down. He could have healed his body on the cross. He could have removed the spikes. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he did not. He took our punishment. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you did not come down. You fulfilled the mission. so we could be forgiven, have eternal life, and be justified, and have communion with you this morning. Thank you, and amen. We read in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke that Jesus met with the disciples for the Passover meal. After the meal, he took bread. He blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And all three say, he blessed it. What does that mean? That he blessed the communion bread. Well, when we have a meal at home, someone will say, shall we bless the food? And someone will give thanks. But this blessing goes beyond giving thanks. It comes to the matter of sanctification. The bread is set apart for a holy use. The bread we eat this morning is communion bread, blessed by the Lord. And he gave it to them and said, take and eat, and do this in remembrance of me. And so we do. Amen. We read, in the same manner, he took the cup with the wine. In the same manner means he blessed the wine, the communion wine. Is his blood of the new covenant. And when we drink the communion wine, we are declaring our faith in the new covenant of his death for our salvation. He said, take the cup and drink from it, and do this in remembrance of me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first